back to another episode. Matt here, got Ez with me today because the Halo trailer, we had a teaser a few weeks ago, I think a little over a month ago, for the Halo TV show. It's coming to Paramount Plus, but we got the full sort of trailer here, and we're going to kind of dive into it. I've seen some rumblings and stuff about it. I didn't watch it. I was on vacation last week, so I figured, let me grab Ez. We both played Halo, yeah, you know, growing up and all this stuff, and we're just going to kind of dive into it and see what we think and just kind of react to it, and here we go. So here we go.
You. Humanity's best weapon. Master Chief, huh?
The Master Chief was enhanced and trained for one purpose. To win this war. He and the other Spartans are our only effective weapons against the Covenant.
Oh my.
It is lethal, upgradable, and most importantly, controllable.
Oh. Covenant forces appear to be excavating some kind of object.
When I touched the object, I felt something. I felt different.
What they did to us makes you know.
And you just decided to help me. Why would a Spartan do that?
What does one do with a superhuman you're not sure you can trust?
Hello, Master Chief. I'm Cortana.
Master Chief recovered something.
Sacred Ring. Halo.
Oh, my.
Humans. Surrender to the Covenant.
Cortana.
Blood?
I'm gonna need you now.
Yeah, what was that?
Find the Halo. Win the war.
What the?
Oh, great song choice. Wow.
I'm down.
Initial thoughts, Ez? I mean, what are you thinking, man?
I'm down. Dude, when, yeah.
It's its own. It's clearly its own. And I think they'd said this. It's its own. They're not like, it's not tied to the games. They're just doing their own story, which is, I'm fine with.
Hold on a second. Did you see Master Chief diving through those swords? Right. You get hit by one, you're done. You're done. Like, it's so close. That made me nervous seeing those.
I think it looks good. It looks better than I thought it was. I would just say, just sort of looking. I mean, some of these shots are.
That looks beautiful.
Some of these shots are like gorgeous, man.
Right.
Yeah, Master Chief looks great. Master Chief looks sick.
Yeah. And it's cool the way they talk about him. I guess, you know, in the game, you don't get that. God, it's got me itching to play some Halo. God, yeah. It's got me.
I mean, right here. I mean, boom. Look
That's
at that.
That's a great shot.
The Covenant looked good. Everything. It looks good. I mean, one thing, though. Cortana is like a person?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I mean, I guess it's TV. It's easier to do.
What is the voice? This is the voice sound.
It's the same. Really, it sounds the same.
Yeah. Is that the voice?
Maybe that's why. I don't know.
What does she look like?
That up.
I'm going to look her up real quick.
I mean, she's on all the Microsoft devices. I mean, you know, you get Windows, you can talk to Cortana. I mean, Microsoft just spent like $70 billion buying Blizzard Activision. I mean, come on now. You can clearly drop some money to have a blue Cortana. I mean, how, right. You know. Maybe not. Maybe they spent all their. They're like, well, we can't. We just spent $70 billion on another video game company.
Right. So,
but it looks, I mean, it looks cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it definitely does. So that's Jen Taylor is who they say is the voice.
Is it the same person? It sounds like it.
I'm just looking back at the trailer here. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's her. The one
It's the same person.
Wait, go back to the girl in the white jacket. That looks.
Oh, like she's the act. She's Cortana, like in real. But I think they're giving her a different role,
like a digital. Yeah, that looks
okay. That's cool, dude. I mean, look at these other sort of like Spartans and all this stuff. Like, it looks cool. I will give it that. The look of this feels good. I'm fine with it being its own thing. We haven't found any of the Halos yet. Here's the Warthog.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That looks cool. Yeah. They've got her down as Cortana in the Halo TV series. The same.
So it's the same voice. Sounds like Taylor. It.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they did that too. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So maybe that's kind of why. Yeah.
It's just interesting. TV. Then I have to do this blue digitized thing. I mean, the Covenant. So at the end there, was that the Flood?
Maybe the way they're across the table. Yes,
like yeah.
Something shot, dude. And that scare the piss out.
Look
at
this. I mean, just look at this. I mean, it looks.
Yeah,
it looks awesome. Good, man. I'm gonna say Master Chief. The costuming for Master Chief looks good, because if you don't get that right, it ends up looking like a fan film.
Right. No. It looks just. Yeah, that's got to be perfect. You're right.
And this is big for Paramount Plus, because they don't really have Paramount Plus. Is kind of to me like the
it's
or like last dry. Place.
There's nothing, yeah.
Like compared to Netflix and everything. For me, the whole reason I use Paramount Plus is so I can watch football.
Same here. But Matt, you know what I said? Once it's over, I'm keeping it for this. Like yeah. that's kind of what I thought. I was like, actually, you know what? I might keep it for a little bit longer. So this is a good.
Yeah, I mean, Paramount Plus is good if you have younger kids, because you have Nickelodeon, right? Mm-hmm. And so you've got like SpongeBob and all that. You got a lot of Ninja Turtles. All of that kind of stuff is on there. I think they have like the Mission Impossible movies and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is cool. I mean, it's definitely, I mean, it looks good. Look at that. Down.
Yeah. And all the like the explosions, like the blue, look at that, like kind of plasma, like just
right.
That's yeah. Right there she is. Yeah.
I'm here for it. I mean, hey, this.
Yeah.
I want to get that shot again. Maybe of the, was it just before this where like the Flood was coming? I thought it was the Flood. It might not have been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's the rifle from Halo 3. Mm-hmm. Well, Halo 2, actually. You got the blood on Master Chief's face. The voice for Master Chief sounds good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And so we have to find the Halo.
And
see right there. I don't know if that's Covenant, man. Is she control the? Maybe she controls the Flood, because this is they're doing their own telling. It is not tied to the. It is not tied to the games whatsoever. I think that's okay. Like Resident Evil did that, the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah,
where they were sort of just loosely based on them. Now those were sort of hit and miss for their own reasons. And that was back when it was a lot harder to do. And this is different because it's like Capcom, who's like a $4 to $5 billion company, I think, like by today's standards, as opposed to Microsoft, who's like a $1.5 trillion, like a $2 trillion company. Like, there's a big difference. And clearly, Microsoft lets Xbox drop whatever cash they need to, because they bought Bethesda last year, who makes like the Elder Scrolls games, and they just spent $70 billion buying Call of Duty and World of Warcraft, essentially. So I mean, it's like the money is different, totally different than like a Disney or something.
Right. Yeah, dude. I just want to say I like the idea that you could have some element of surprise here. Like, we don't know exactly sequence of events, how it's going to break down, which makes it more interesting to watch, and I'm all for that.
I'm down, man. When's this come? I think March, they said, right?
Yeah, March, which
is perfect. It's really perfect time, because there's not good nothing. The only thing that could come out against it, streaming March 24th. And I don't know. Does Paramount Plus, because I've never watched any Paramount Plus show. I've watched movies there.
Right.
If they drop everything at once, or is it weekly? I would have to say they're weekly, if I had to take a guess.
Yeah. It would seem like it, because those shows tend to build hype, like if you want to kind of keep people around on your platform more.
Because that could be cool. Like if it drops March 24th,
right,
which is a Thursday. So you get into April, and then heck, maybe it runs right into the Game of Thrones show. And then the only show that could come out around that time, and we don't know, but I almost feel it's coming earlier, is the Mandalorian season 3.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because
yeah.
if it gets stacked against Mandalorian season 3, it's screwed. Like, right. I mean, it's just, sorry, because that would be a similar type thing.
Yeah, it seems to be, because I think you're right. This is looking like a really good timing. As long as I don't know that that's going to come. Mandalorian season right. is going to come that
could
soon.
Be later. It could be much later. They may wait till Star Wars Celebration. But really, that's the only, you know, in this sort of realm.
Right.
Because a lot of the other big shows that are coming out this year are like fantasy based, like Lord of the Rings and all yep. that, Game of Thrones
later in the fall and stuff. Yeah.
Right. So there's in sort of this sort of sci-fi realm, there's not really a whole lot that's coming
well,
out against.
And flat out, they've kept me around through the Super Bowl through February, Paramount Plus, and now they're going to yeah. keep me into March and April. So
and Halo Infinite's out and it's freaking awesome. Yeah. So it's great. This is a great timing, man. I'm in.
Same. I love this. This was sick. I'm really glad I got to. I haven't seen it until right now, so that was sick.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Ez. Thanks for coming on. Thanks yep. for watching. Thanks for listening. For all you guys doing that, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Be sure to hit that like button. And I hope you guys, as always, have a great rest of your day.